As far as the personal reaction to the speech, kind of almost totally solid. The only, there is one school of thought, which is a very small one that I mentioned in Frank Dale's comment, that they covered too much ground. There is far more that goes the other way, saying it was good to cover, to move from the one to the other. Dale, I think, is a purely political partisan, in a sense, wanted to just to gloat on ending the war and leave it there.
Speech would have been then. President Grose would have buried me there.
Well, he would have liked it, but everybody else would have said, what the hell was he going on television for? We know the war is over.
Now, I knew that. I would have preferred to do that.
Well, sure.
But I knew it wouldn't. I was glad that we could do the other thing.
Also, a lot of positive reaction to the POW close. A lot of very good reaction to the putting the budget thing into simple terms that people understand. And
the buck stops here.
Buck stops here line played back a lot. Putting it that, you know, it's not the federal budget, it's the family budget. And we're trying to work out the little excerpts and use of those lines and outtakes for the people now to keep pushing.
I think it was worth the effort. You know, I really have been goddamn work at that thing myself.
Very definitely it was. I was talking to Carruthers.
I guess maybe what I have to do is to, about every 2 months, take off 4 days and try to write something, because it isn't that I'm so good, but at least the difficulty with the staff, Bob, is that they, and it's true, John Rogan's staff, just the same, it's just as true as his Henry's. I mean, I've watched them, and they're no better. God damn it, they don't know how to go over the jugular. They don't know how to put it in those simple, organized, tight terms. Now, I'm not the most brilliant writer, but God damn it, I know how to do it. And but you never got this out of that staff. You never got that out of that staff.
And nor out of the speech writing staff.
That's what I mean.
Any of the writers, as well as any of the other ones, or just
usually that's what I mean. I meant the speech writing.
Either way.
Because they're both supposed to be working together.
But they do. But they.
But you know, what it requires, although it's an enormous amount of concentration and hard work, which I know they put in, but I think what it requires is that they don't have this understanding. You've got to make it simple. You've got to think and organize. And it's ought to be very organized. Organized. That's the mark of a Nixon speech. If ever somebody can get it, he was down there. Sapphire knows that. He says, even just he can't write it, but he's one sentence. He says, the mark of the speech is that it's an organized architectural thing. Now, that was a damn well organized. That's why the March 23rd was the man, the January 23rd was also a damn good one for 10 minutes. But to put this much in 21 minutes was one hell of a job. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody, if I had sent that around to Ehrlichman and to Schultz and to Kissinger, they would have doubled the number. They'd say, well, we've got to say more and more and more and more. If I had, you know, I had submitted to one of them, not one person saw it. But I think it was necessary.
That's, yeah. And I'll tell you, I'm convinced that, you know, it sounds like, I don't know, maybe you're saying rhetorically, but I think you're right. You do every couple months or sometime. Whenever it needs to be done. I don't know whether it's every 12 months or not. But I think the way for you to do a speech is to take the time to do it. Then do it that way on 4 networks. You sure as hell should never do that if you're going to go out and talk to the Chamber of Commerce or something. Never. You shouldn't bother to write those speeches because nobody will ever know what you said anyway except the Chamber of Commerce. But when you go on network television on prime time, on all 3 networks, preempted time, and go to the kind of thing like last night, which I said it somewhere between 65 and 80 minutes. When you do that,
it's awful hard.
What I was saying, I know it's hard, but what I was saying to Carruthers is you take everything that you've done all week, this week and last week, the sum total of every decision you've made, every action you've taken, every move you've made, every iota item use of your time or your energy or your thought, and add them all up, and the sum total is not 10% as important as that speech.
I look at the crowd today. The Indian forces, I turned down the rocket.
Thank God.
Maybe tried to roll him in here.
know, there was something came in and said, you said you wanted to see the Japanese.
They're not here today.
I guess not me.
Well, I was in there. Because they got that governor's conference in Las Vegas. They saw their, they went to see the Swiss. So I said, those assholes. I got to see the Russian governors. But you look at the stuff today, and it shows me it's unnecessary.
John said it was a better question.
But don't ever, ever send a person on a trip again and have a report. If they're having a reporting, and then get in the meat, but I had to decide we didn't have enough time. But reporting on this stuff, you know, on their trips, they just get fascinated with it, Bob. People should not report to me on their trips. You should not do it. They should report to the cabinet. Well, if they're going to be.
They should, the cabinet doesn't give a damn about their trips either. Nobody cares. It's just like.
Special vendors that don't think we should raise 80% of the people want price control.
Yeah, the only the only area.
They want more.
They want you to control more or stronger, or knock them down instead of just seeing them.
The average guy,
you took action on meat prices, and that's all he
did. I did something.
You did something about the meat prices, and that's what he wants you to do something about the meat prices. You went out and said, what did the press do? You go, I don't know, but he's going to stop the meat prices from going up. I'm sure they'd rather have
them. It's a good thing, though, to have that in there. Have that lead, but
sure. Because that gave them the news. Now, you talk to the news guys, and they worry. They said, there was too much news in it, some of them. The others said it wasn't enough, and that it was just the only news was the meat thing. And you should have just concentrated on that or something. Well, but they overlook the fact that you're not trying to make news.
The news had to be part of our deep, our industry.
Yeah.
But they don't understand.
Well, I don't mean just our industry. I mean professionals, editors and
right.
stuff.
But they just need.
But they don't understand
the television.
That's right.
They understand television.
That's right. And it just.
Don't we know?
I started the board this morning. We were talking about Ron doing a television clip on this thing. Importance of, the question how we get our story out, and I was saying, he was saying, it's too bad we can't, I guess Jerry Green hit him on why doesn't
Harlan,
why doesn't Harlan,
why does Harlan
give me, why doesn't Harlan give me his story? I'll run it, and I'll run their case, your case, the way you want, and the New York Daily News. Now, Newsweek also offered to do the same thing. They said, we'll run, and you'll have a definitive statement there. But, as I said to Moore, that one time I was on the Today Show, I got over 2,000 pieces of mail as a result. From the Newsweek thing, I haven't gotten 20 pieces of mail as a result. And what 20 I've got are from people like Dave Mahoney, who writes me, saying, you ruined my week by your picture on the cover of his book or something, or kidding, or something like that. No response. And Moore was saying that he was mentioned in Time magazine in some kind of connection, and he went to a dinner 2 days after that in California, all people he knew, and nobody mentioned the Time magazine thing. The following week, he was on the George Putnam Show for about 17 seconds, saying something, and he said for weeks afterwards, people called him, wrote him, raised him with him, and everything else.
What we have done here, this office and nothing else is anywhere around here, so we're going to use it in the goddamn day, runs out of our goddamn heads.
It's the way you get at it.
I'm going to use the press conference 15, but I've decided now that I'm thinking more and more at 7:30. The more of the sun, the less it means, and
still sending.
Oh, maybe they're not. But that may be okay.
But they'll start again. Well, yeah, well, because now, for instance, the Wednesday group, when I was up there, they said, well, you know, could have been the president come up. Somebody, old Frank Horton, said, I was at a breakfast on reorganization or something like that, or something, but I was there because I was a ranking member. So the president talked about that, but then at the end, he talked for about 10 minutes or so on Vietnam, and he gave us a picture of things there, and he said, it was just inspiring and enormously helpful to me. And he said, now, why don't we set up a thing where all of us, can every couple of weeks have that kind of communication so that we have that feeling of really being tied to the president. And I said, you mean you would want to bring the entire membership up? And he said, well, maybe selected people. I said, well, we do that, you know. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, the president took the initiative in adding a group of eight non-ranking members to the leadership meeting. And he said, well, but that only does it for a few, you know. What any one of them is saying is, if I'm not there, it doesn't make any difference who else is.
Yeah.
And that's the problem here.
It's probably better than we heard.
Yes. Well, I sent him a call earlier today. Said he wanted to see him, that he was going to be around here this next week. I was going to drive by. John said he was going to be in California. And kind of said, well, no rush. Some point I want to talk to you. And he made some allusion to the point that you had raised, that, you know, you're saying, this isn't the week for me. He said, I'm not in any rush on something or something. You know, this isn't the week to move to the Republican Party or something to that. That's what worries me about him anyways. I've never been convinced that he was really determined to go for them. I think his view was to sit there, and if it came to him, he'd probably accept
the view of him, leaving him out of the picture.
Probably not.
Not as?
No. They just paint his.
You get a rocket nominated.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Rocky, with your backing?
Yes, sir.
I mean, so I don't think you'd have any problem at all. I mean, sure, you'd have some problem. You'd have some floundering. But if you came Rocky against you, never. You would never, never, never have any chance. But Rocky with your fixed backing, I ignited
Reagan.
Won't do what Nixon wants, that don't like Nixon or Rocky. that abide Nixon because he's the best they can get, that would be very much opposed to Rocky, whether or not Nixon was backing him. And those people will fight. But if you combine Rocky's money and and ability to get people with our knowledge, the Nixon knowledge of what to do about the how to get a Republican nomination, and put the two together, right? There'd be no problem taking on anything with Rocky.
What do you think would happen to Connally, which is interesting?
Rocky would have to cut a deal with a good conservative young vice president. Other people to fill in because you can't, you get thrown off balance when you get hit.
Yeah.
The day the earth gets hit, the day the zero gets hit.
Yeah.
They're going to, they can't be zero or something, but they, so you got to, and there's got to be a mechanism, if you're going to do that, there's got to be a mechanism to deal with the Senate somewhere. To deal with the charges and what happens. There's got to be somebody running. Because you can't ignore it. The White House as an entity can't totally ignore it. We can't just let it flow whatever direction it goes.
That is the problem. We can talk about things about any time.
Yeah. We've got to consider that, I think. That's a
mechanism which
sure.
So it just, how hard it is.
you did get them one at a time, you got them in a sense of balance, so you had some feeling that, you know, it wasn't. And that's what you need, I think.
One thing, for example, in a case like this, it's very bad. Is to have Frank George Bush or Jerry Ford or Bryce Harlow or a Hughes Connell alone and just beat the hell out of him on Watergate.
You know, react. You can't help it. I didn't when I was telling you, you know, you didn't go on and on.
You overreact. 5-year-old, only you're one person, two, who doesn't know all the facts, doesn't have it all in there. That's what happens.
I don't see, when you add it all up, that you have anybody who can run the Watergate except him.
Yeah, you're right.
And the problem is he's a partial factor.
Yeah.
And as it, and it's,
and it's likely that
it's going to crunch in somewhere. And when it crunches in, I don't know whether he's going to not on any thing that we can track down.
And he took it in cash. You see, the guys that took it in cash had a problem reporting it.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know the source.
There's no way you didn't have to report, you didn't have to match the source with the money. You know, all you had to do was list the sources and list the dollars. Separate lists.
He took it in cash. I think you got it.
That's what they gave him.
Alright.
Gave $150 in cash.
You got it. There are other things that occur to me that will pressure our goals some of our Republican calcium. Probably that's from other states. I think the problem with Republicans, Bob, is that they're all scared, including the states. The part of the real problem is you don't have anybody. We're a little lonely band sitting there at the White House on the campaign committee right now. There's nobody. There's nobody. Our contributors, or the party people, or anybody else. Really, that's willing to stand up. They all stand up for the president. Bush said, nobody's mentioned the president. I said, well, of course not. They're scared of him. They know he's stronger than they are. That is the very manly act to not attack the president. Question is, who's standing by the president's men? Who's standing by the president's campaign? I said, George, if you took a survey up there of all those Republicans who have been critical that the White House hasn't stepped forward and told the whole story, and asked them, would you be willing to step forward and tell the whole story of the financing and operation of your last campaign? Do you honestly believe that any of them would agree to it? He said, no. Stupid things. Money falls between the cracks, and some field worker does something that you don't want done. And there's always some guy that's screwing a secretary and spying on the enemy or selling out to the enemy. Watching close enough, right?
too busy. I was too busy. We're all too busy.
Well, we really were. There was a, and I,
China, Russia.
I said that to Bush. I said, you know, there's probably a lot of things that weren't done
right
in the campaign because John Mitchell, who was supposed to be running, was still Attorney General and then was worried about his wife and then was had the problem of the IT&T and the confirmation of Kleindienst. So he never concentrated on it. I didn't. I didn't have the responsibility, but I was just supposed to stay in touch. And didn't because I was in Russia and I was in China and I was working on the putting those trips together. Well, the hell of a lot that was going on here.
Well, I agree, sure, that they're going after members of the White House staff, of course, just like it is going after the president, too, in a sense.
Yeah,
is,
yeah. It's a way to.
On the other hand, in terms of it, I think it would be an overstatement to say that
they could get Mitchell, me, Earl, Dean.
Colson bag.
Colson. They could wrap up that bag, plus Magruder and all the little things.
So you say Jesus Christ.
You'd have a little problem.
No question. Absolutely.
Not that it touches you, but that it makes you look pretty stupid if you had that crowd of clowns around.
Why would I have such a bunch of curse? The way they build it up, of course, so it's because of the Catholic irony. It's a crooked, horrible, terrible thing.
Jesus, yeah.
That's why I didn't like what Bush said. I wonder why he had to say that. Well, must have been a question for him as well. If I were Bush, I would have said something good about the president last night. He probably did.
I'm sure he did. But why don't anybody print that?
Julie said that Baker was very good last night. She
Bush said Baker. Trisha was going to do the Russian thing, wasn't she?
Yeah,
and the cats.
Just no more Jewish things, Father. That's a funny thing for her. If you don't mind, don't please do the Jewish things.
Okay.
Or why? They don't have to do that. That's just not happening. Everybody's.
Done.
But what that would do would be a sin.
It really is. You and I, we know it is the campaign committee that's responsible for this. As Roger says, it was the House of Credit, things like that. Roger's makes a very good point. Those are legitimate activities. Although they won't appear that way, be that way in the press, but I'll get you done. Sure is something that we're in.
You give him a call right now. I've got to talk.